RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, RF, along with my co-host, Royce. And we're getting ready to get started with our Wednesday show. As you guys know, we do this each and every Wednesday, 8 p.m., and on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for all those that like to listen to us while they clean the house and come back in from doing the yard.
I'm just enjoying a Saturday afternoon, sitting around the house doing that.
Yeah, either way. So we're definitely glad you guys are joining us here for our Wednesday show. I want to remind everyone you can stay tuned and keep us locked in going to dbnmedia.net or to rfsportsradio.com and follow our show. A lot to talk about today. Of course, we got to get into the biggest topic in sports, and that is Michael Vick and his $100 million deal, as so it may seem, $100 million.
Yeah, he's in the class of the elite quarterbacks receiving that big money.
So we'll talk about that today. And then, of course, we'll talk about more stuff about the NBA players and the lockout. They had a big game yesterday, a game that I think anyone would have loved to see.
Yeah, it was kind of like an all-star game.
Yeah, I know. And it was a pickup game, like an all-star game.
Right. So pro-amateur league.
Yeah, we're getting to that. We talk a little Tiger Woods and his selection in the President's Cup. We're also going to get into other things like running backs that are in jail right now.
Yeah, we can talk about that. So, hey, you know, Ryan, I got a few topics I'm going to discuss with you tonight. We can get into that later on in the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So plenty of stuff to talk about today on Wednesday. And make sure you guys give us a call. Get us locked in. Call us. Give us your comments, your questions. 214-699-1942. That's 214-699-1942. 1942, or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/RF Sports Radio. So without further ado, let's get into some of the top stories if we can, Royce. One that we've been talking about for a little while now is Texas A&M, being that they're kind of in our backyard, per se. And they finally made an announcement today that they are going to leave the Big 12. They sent the letter a few days ago, but now they put a date on that letter. It said they will be gone by July of 2012, which is next year.
Yeah, they'd be playing with the big boys, Rodney.
They haven't said they're going to the SEC, but I think we all know what's going to happen.
Like,
I think now that they've done this, they can get an official invite from the SEC. So, I mean, you still like this move?
Yeah, I think it's a good move. It's going to kind of put them in a different league. Do you think they're ready for this?
They have to be ready.
Yep.
I mean, they got to strap it up each and every Saturday. Not going to be any more pushover teams when you're going to the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they made the playoff, you know, championship game last year. I don't know if it's going to be able to repeat. They paid LSU in the Cotton Bowl.
Right.
And I don't know about going back to another bowl game then. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be very tough for them to go back. Now, they do always play an SEC team. They have the Southwest Classic where they play Arkansas. That's going to be on October 1st at Cowboys Stadium. And that game seems a little different now. I mean, now that you'll be playing a team that may be your conference rival.
Yeah, there's a lot more meaning to that game now.
So my question for you, and I want to ask the audience as well, so please call us and chime in, 214-699-1942. Texas A&M right now, their biggest rivalry game was against UT, against Texas.
All right.
And we know they left the Big 12 to get up under the shadow of UT and kind of make their own mark. So, let me ask you this. First of all, will they continue to play UT? You think UT will accept that Thanksgiving Day game that they already have scheduled to play A&M from now on, even if they're in the SEC?
Well, I think the rivalry will continue because they're both two powerhouses in Texas. But at the same time, in the song, they said, so long, Texas.
Right.
I think they said, so long to Texas, you know, University of Texas. So we'll see, but I think as far as an interstate rival, I think they'll continue.
Mm-hmm.
And people like to see that.
I think they will. I think they should continue the rivalry, no doubt. But if UT feels like, hey, you left us, we shouldn't give you the right to play, that's one thing. Now, they're going to set up a lot more bigger rivalries now. Think about it. They're going to be playing LSU. That's Texas-Louisiana rivalry.
Right.
They're going to play in Arkansas. That's a Texas-Arkansas
rivalry,
right? So they're going to be setting up some big rivalries. They're going to jump into a conference where they can really make some rivalries work. You know, back in the day, Texas A&M and Arkansas was a big deal when it was a SWAC.
Right.
You know, so now they're getting back to that. So I think they'll be okay when it comes on the rivalry front.
Well, we know how big it is when Texas plays Arkansas. That was always big. I think it'll be even bigger with Texas A&M. And if you got to look at the guys coming out of A&M, man, they got some pretty good players.
Man, a lot of talent.
You know, a lot of talent in that team. And is this talent good enough to play in the SEC?
Yeah, I think it is. I think they have a good chance to recruit. I mean, because if I'm a player playing in Texas, I can, of course, go to the Big 12 or play with Texas or OU. Or I could go at the SEC, bigger television contract, right, more games on TV, better competition. So I got to weigh my options a little bit more because now I don't have to play in one particular conference. But let me ask you this. Let me get your opinion. Who's next? Who's going to be leaving the Big 12 next? And it's not even the Big 12 right now. It's the Big 10.
That's true. That's a good question. Rumor has it that TCU is going to be their replacement for them leaving. That's one of the teams that's been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know who else is going to leave. Right now, you know, every year we go through this.
I know.
Someone jumps, yeah. You know, some teams go independent. Some, you know, start their own network.
Right.
You know, we get big. I don't know, college. I think college football is changing. I think it's coming around sooner or later. It's going to be restructured. We're going to end up with a playoff because people are calling for it. It's going to come. I think we're going to see a lot more changes. You know, it's all about money.
It's a lot more money to be made with the bowl system that we have currently. So if it is about money, I think the bowl system will survive in some kind of way. But there will be maybe one extra game to determine some type of champion, I guess you would say, like that plus one game.
Right. So is that more money for the school? Is that a bigger payday?
I don't know. That's a good question because the schools are going to get paid, I think, regardless, you know, especially if they start making other networks. I want to find out what OU's thinking right now. OU is a titan in the Big 12 as well.
Ranked number one.
Exactly. I want to know what they're thinking. Now, A&M, what a time to leave the Big 12. Like you said, OU's number one.
Right. And they're ranked. Yeah, they're ranked in the top 10.
Missouri's ranked.
Right.
So they're in one of the toughest conferences right now outside of the SEC. So I'm kind of wondering what OU's thinking. Maybe they're thinking they should get their own network, too.
Yeah, I think that's next. I think they want to make the big leap like Texas. You know, Texas is huge. And if you think about it, they used to have a back seat to Texas. And now that they're so talented and they're getting a lot of recognition now, that I think they want to step to the forefront too, you know.
Yeah, but this story is slowly unfolding. We'll have more of this on our Saturday show. And if you guys haven't heard that, make sure you tune in for Deep End Saturday, which will be the breakdown at 9 to 11, then us at 11 to 12, followed by the Icebreaker Radio Show, which is a independent music countdown. So stay tuned for Deep End Saturday. In other news, other top stories, we mentioned that there is a starting running back that should be starting the season next week, but is locked up right now. He's serving a 20-day sentence, which will be reduced, I think, in some ways. And that is one, speaking of Texas, Cedric Benson, who is right now in Austin, Texas, not in Cincinnati, serving some time.
And you know, right now I heard this story, and after researching, I found that Cedric Benson's been a pretty bad boy.
Well, he is.
Lady, you know, he was arrested. He was sentenced for a misdemeanor assault case that happened in Texas. He assaulted a bar employee in Austin. You know, you and I have been in Austin. And, you know, it's a pretty rowdy town, you know. Everybody, you know, got 6th Street. Everybody hangs on 6th Street. But come on, Cedric.
Cedric, you got to think about it. Cedric, you know, he played in Austin. He was a star running back in Austin.
He should know.
He goes back a lot. I mean, the guy runs Austin. I can get to a little bar brawl in Austin and be all right. I mean, that's what I would be thinking.
Yeah. But, He should know better, being right off. And, you know, he got arrested last month for punching a former roommate, you know, in Austin, downtown Austin, also in Austin.
Yeah. Well, that's what he does. I mean, that's Cedric Benson for you. Like you said, he's one of those guys that, you know, in Austin, he runs Austin. That's what he does, you know. So that's exactly what he has to do.
Yeah, and you know, 2008, he got arrested, you know, for alcohol-related assault. So, you know, it seems like a pattern to me, Rodney. What do you think?
Well, his whole – it's definitely a pattern. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's definitely a pattern.
Right.
Now, one thing about him, he was supposed to be doing this, serving his time during the bye week back in October, actually October 17th. He's planning to surrender, serve it during the bye week. But feel like go ahead and get out the way. And you know what? The Bengals aren't trying to win any games anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won't miss him.
Yeah, I mean, they're not trying to win too many games as it is. Right. So might as well go ahead and get it over with, which I think he won't serve a full 20 days at all. I think he'd be suited up, ready to play by the opener.
So my suggestion is to Cedric is stop drinking. Lay out the alcohol.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Right.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, because it seems like every time he drinks, he either punch somebody and end up in trouble.
Yeah.
And then that's not good.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure the commissioner's going to give him one more chance because he was light on him this time. He didn't do anything about 2008.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, man.
Well, I think he's going to get something, though. He's in jail right now, not with his team, so he's going to get something.
Well, he get the rest.
Yeah, he get a little rest.
Think about what he's done.
He get a little rest.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, another quick news before we go to break. I thought this story was pretty interesting. That was Mr. Yao Ming. As you guys know, he did plan on retirement based on the injuries that he's been suffering over the last couple of seasons. And Yao Ming is a very, very popular player around the world, especially in China. Always one of the leading vote getters when it comes to the All-Star game. Real quick. So always one of the leading vote getters when it comes to the All-Star game. And right now, Yao Ming has said, hold up on all the Hall of Fame talk. They've already tried to get him on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, but he has said, hold up on all that. He's not really ready. Kind of sounds like he wants to rehab.
Do you think he's planning a comeback?
To me, it sounds like that. If you know you have a chance of getting the Hall of Fame right now, and you say, tell everybody kind of hold up on all that for a second, he may be trying to rehab
himself back. I do believe Yao Ming can still play. You know, he's retiring kind of early. I understand he had injuries. But at the same time, I think he still can't play. I don't know how serious his injuries are. But he can always go back to China and start his own basketball team.
Oh, yeah, easily.
That's for sure.
You know, he can play a little bit, I would
say. Yeah, he can play overseas.
Yeah, he's 7'6".
Right.
You know, so, hey, all you got to do is stand out there.
That's true.
I think he'd be okay. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, guys, we got more sports topics to talk to you guys. Of course, the Michael Vick topic, Tiger Woods, and a basketball pickup game for the ages that happened yesterday.
Yeah,
we'll be right back right here on RF Sports Radio live on deepinmedia.net.
Spending your radio money with us.
If we don't deliver you cutting-edge entertainment, then the next hour is free of charge.
This is Deep End Radio.
DeepEndMedia.net.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Yo, what's up? This is the Black Eyed Peas, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in our lives, but nothing is more important than life itself. When you drink and drive, you're risking the life of yourself and the lives of everybody on the road. Don't plan to drive, just plan ahead.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yo, what's up? This Chosen, representing Icebreaker Radio. I'm here to let you know that we're joining forces with Deep End Radio. Coming up Tuesday, we got Pretty Girl Rock, D-Dot's Producers Corner, and the DJ Touch Show. Then coming back after Thursday, we got the Icebreaker Radio Show and the DJ Wild Hair Show. So you don't want to miss this. Tell somebody. Tell your neighbor to tell somebody. And keep it locked.
Attention, minor league football owners. If you and your team aren't happy with the current league that you're in, then you can
switch.
Let's get it going.
You can switch right now and go Welcome to the NCFL. Play with the best teams in the Southwest.
We're taking applications for the 2012 season.
Be part of history as the NCFL enters into their third season. Our rules and regulations are designed only for the betterment of players and teams. Our commissioner and president doesn't own a team. What are you waiting for? Make that. So make the switch and take your team and their talents to the MPFL.
Just don't start counting your Shanklin trophies before you win them.
Now James is going to be sacked. Number 10, John Rodriguez on the cat corner blitz.
Log on to MPFLfootball.net for more details.
Man, you got to keep it live. You being radio, being on. That's what I know. That's what I know.
Last thing you need to do is
and we are back live here at the Deep End Studios for RF Sports Radio. Make sure you guys keep us locked all through the week, rfsportsradio.com, deependmedia.net. And make sure you tune in on Friday for Friday Night Football Tailgate, a big, huge sports show right here in the DFW area that talks about high school football. Who last Friday we had the broadcast of the DeSoto Eagles versus the Leander Lions that turned out to be a little bit of a blowout.
Yeah, it was kind of one-sided.
Yeah, big blowout, 43-3. But an interesting game nonetheless.
That's true. And this Friday, DeSoto's not playing. So I decided to come up with a great Friday night football show.
Mm-hmm.
We will have Coach on, Coach Mathis, DeSoto Eagles High School coach. And possibly a few players live in the studio.
Yeah, and if you guys don't know anything about Texas high school football, it's only second to, what, the NFL maybe?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
big.
Serious deal.
Big thing in Texas.
And DeSoto right now is ranked number 2 in the state, number 22nd in the nation, and they're rising. They got a big game Monday against Douglas, the champion of the state of Oklahoma champion from last year. That may move them up in the national rankings pretty quick.
And if they play like they did last Friday, for those of you that didn't, that missed the game, it was 43-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a real blowout. I saw some exceptional plays, some great players. A lot of things I'm expecting out of the DeSoto team.
So you make sure you guys tune in for that this Friday right here on the Deep End Media Network, and that starts at 7:30. It's a Friday night football tailgate. I'll be there. Royce will be there. Lo will be there. So I think we got a show, as long as all three of us are there.
Yeah, we may even have a game.
Yeah, you never know. You know, anything could happen.
That's true.
May even have a game. Let's jump into a hot topic. We're taking all your calls, 214-699-1942. Let's talk about Mike Vick. All right, first of all, Mike Vick is a guy that had a great season last year. It's really right. First season back. Got the starting job from Kevin Cobb in Philadelphia. We knew that eventually he was going to have to get signed.
Right.
All
right.
So they finally get the deal done after all that they've done in the offseason, bringing in
Asamoah. And they spent the money.
Bringing in Asamoah, bringing in the new defense, the Cromartie. I mean, everything that they've done. Vince Young is a backup.
Right.
Then they give this man a deal, reportedly at first, worth $100 million.
Yeah, and I think he deserved it. The guy proved himself last year. He came in, played seven games last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't get to play all year. But it was exciting seven games. I mean, he put life back in Philly. And he's an exciting player to watch. My question is, do you think he command that type of money?
That's the big question, because at that $100 million mark, that puts him right in line
right.
with Peyton Manning,
right.
Tom Brady,
right.
Phillip Rivers, and now we're hearing Drew Brees wants to restructure his in
right.
extension.
I think he's going to end up being the highest.
So is Vic in the conversation with Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, these other top-paid NFL players?
You know, Rodney, I've always been this type of person. When you win a championship or prove yourself worthy, you deserve. But I think they want to lock Mike Vick down because if I had a anybody had a chance to grab him, they would.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to lock him down.
But you know what? But would it have taken a deal like that to lock him down? That's the question, because no one gave him a shot.
That's
but
true.
Philly, he wanted to be in Philly. They built a team around him already. I mean, does it take that much to lock a player like that down? I mean, he's an electrifying player. Don't get me wrong. He's the most dynamic player in the NFL right now, next to another teammate of his, DeSean Jackson,
right,
or Chris Johnson, who's waiting on the contract as well, too. But $100 million, that's a big deal. Now, come to find out, it's really not $100 million, as you know how these contracts are structured in the NFL. He's only got a guaranteed $40 million out that particular deal, 5 years, I think, 40, around that frame. And I was even more shocked to find out that since he's already had so many indiscretions with the law in the past, we're not going to bring up the past here, but his lawyer fees, his bankruptcy proceedings, his stuff that he owes, the restitution he has to pay back, he's only going to keep 11% of that $40 million. 11% of that $40
million. Wow. One thing good about the contract, though, he will be able to pay off his...
He will pay it off. Yeah, he will pay it off.
He will be able to pay off the people collecting knocking on the door. But having said that, we will see. You know, this year will be a test for a whole Philadelphia team, you know. They're supposed to be the so-called dream team. We know what happened to the NBA dream team. They got wiped away. So it's a lot of expectations on Michael Vick. I mean, he has a target on his back. He has to prove himself. To some folks, he's already proven himself. But kudos to Michael Vick. I mean, what is that going to say about DeSean Jackson?
He's going to want that money, too.
He's going to want the money.
He's going to want the money,
right,
too.
Right.
And you got to lock him up if you can lock up Vick.
Right.
You know, my thing with Vick, man, it's such an American story. You know, only in America, as Don King would say, can a guy be on top with a huge deal when he was with the Atlanta Falcons, and then, of course, get caught up in the dog scandal, go to prison, get out of prison, get another chance, and gets the biggest contract this year as a quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's an only-in-America type story, and no better person than Michael Vick. I've been rooting for Vick to come back and have this happen. Now, at this point, does Madison Avenue go to Michael Vick now? I mean, he's being paid like a top quarterback, but is he going to get that sponsorship like a top quarterback would get? I mean, Peyton Manning is the king of advertising when it comes to NFL, but is he going to now attract Madison Avenue? Are we going to see companies now come to Michael Vick now that he's an upper echelon type of quarterback?
Well, you know, right now, I think they would. I'm like this. I've forgiven Michael Vick. I mean, you know, what he's done to me, I think he's served his time. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody deserves a second chance. I for one, forgive him, but it's a lot of people that don't. Some people would be rooting for him, and some people would be booing him. We still see that now when he shows up at different places. Some people boo him, some people.
Right.
But, you know, the past is the past. I don't think there's a person out there they can say they can't, wish they could take anything back. You know, what's done is done.
Right.
And I wish they had a second chance. So, you know, I'm kudos. I would love to see him do advertisement. I think it's just a matter of time. You know, time heals all wounds.
Right.
I hope Cedric Benson is paying attention to this. Maybe he can take something from this. But I for one, would love to see Michael Vick in a commercial. Nike commercial, I can see it right now.
I can see it now, too. I think there's no doubt that now he'll have a real chance to earn a living with sponsorships, with advertising deals. I mean, you can't deny this guy.
No.
You cannot deny Michael Vick anymore. He is the guy. I mean, this is the first player in NFL history to receive two 9-digit contracts.
Wow.
The first player in NFL history to ever have
I didn't think about that one.
Two 9-digit contracts in his career. I mean, that's like the big. No one's ever done that. Montana hasn't done that.
Right.
Of course, the money's changed.
Right.
But, I mean, no one's ever had two 9-digit contracts in their career. That just tells you how much talent a guy like this has and how much he means to not just the Eagles but to the NFL.
And my understanding, last year, what did he make, $2 million?
Yeah, right around,
And that wasn't enough to pay off the creditors, and people still suing him outside of the, you know, in the courts. So hopefully he can get his financial affairs in order. Now you have the money, you know, and just keep on doing what you're doing, Mike, you know, and everybody loves you. You know, you have a lot of fans. And just keep on doing what you're doing, and good things will come. So I expect a lot of Mike Vick.
Yeah, I expect a whole lot of Mike Vick. I think this is huge. This is a big deal. Now with all this pressure being put on him, like you said, he has a target now. He's got a big contract right now. With all this pressure that's being put on him, what are the expectations? You know, it's adding to this whole Super Bowl or bust mentality that we thought they had when they brought in all these free agents. Now they give their quarterback a big deal. It's got to be Super Bowl or bust right now.
Oh, yeah. It's just like Miami all over again when they got Chris Bosh and LeBron James. Everybody, you know, all of a sudden, you are the team.
Right.
You know, and they have called themselves the dream team. But I'm anxious to see. They better get them a line. Maybe they should take some of that money and buy an offensive line, because from what I saw in preseason, Michael Vick's going to be running for his life. So maybe that money to help him feel better
the
time he gets knocked down.
Yeah, you may be right. The offensive line's a little – they need to catch up a little bit.
Right.
They need to catch up a little bit. That's, we might see Vince Young. But congratulations to Michael Vick. You know, I didn't get him on my fantasy team this year, but, hey, you know.
Well, you have another chance Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Man, speaking of that, now this Saturday – do not miss Deep End Saturday when we have our live fantasy football draft. So if you guys haven't signed up yet, go to our website, rfsportsradio.com or deependmedia.net, and sign up. Okay, click on the icon, join the league. It's open to the public. It's a Deep End Sports Fantasy League. Okay, so join it. Play against us. Some good prizes. We got some sponsors coming on board to give away some great prizes.
Great prizes.
For wins. So join our fantasy league. I cannot stress that enough. Join our fantasy league. If you don't know how to do it, send me an email. rfsportsradio@gmail.com or deependmedia@yahoo.com. And we'll send you a personal invite. I might even send you a tip along with that personal invite, too.
Well, Rodney, just to let you know, I have been scouting this week. I've created my own scouting reports. I watch preseason games. Man, I'm taking this real serious.
You need to.
I'm going to surprise a lot of people with these picks.
Okay. Well, you need to. I'm telling you, this is a big league, all right? So you need to. And we want everyone to join in and have a chance to play right along with us and tune in, because we'll be giving you some tips and opinions on some players going to the NFL season. Now, those that are new to our show, they don't understand how we cover the NFL. Now, not only do we review games, but we also pick as well, too.
Right.
And I just want to remind everyone that I did win the picks
last year.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
We'll
have to go back through the archives and check the show.
I want to remind everyone, I did win the picks.
Some of your picks, if I remember, didn't quite go over, but I do remember that. But it's fun. And, you know, I love to have the listeners join in.
I would love it,
what
too.
We could do is maybe Saturday we'll make some picks for Saturday, and we'll keep score.
Yeah, but
and
of course.
At the end of the season, we're at the high score. Wins the prize. We'll come up with something creative.
In other NFL news, real quick, new deals. Frank Gore gets a new deal, $21 million.
Right.
And then Mike Vick deal is actually 6 years, $40 million guaranteed, and a $100 million deal.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of money being spent by these NFL teams.
Yeah.
Some are able to spend money, and some, like the Cowboys, aren't. They're cutting players.
Yeah.
So do you think this last contract helped the players or hindered the players?
It's kind of early to tell because there are some teams that have a lot of money they need to spend to get to this minimum.
Right.
But they've given a grace period this year, and they haven't spent a dime. Tampa Bay, for instance, hadn't spent anything. San Francisco hasn't spent that much money. So it's kind of hard to say. I say I got to see it maybe next year in its full deal and see kind of what happens. Cause I think there are going to be some changes after this first year. From what happens this year as well, too.
Well, I see some of the benefits. The guys don't have to practice 2 days.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
I don't like that idea either. So I don't know if that's a benefit or not. From what I saw in preseason, Some of these guys need 2-a-days.
Yes.
Really do need
yes.
2-a-days. Because if you think about it, they're a couple of weeks behind.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, I don't understand that. They do get free time. And on the other end, when they retire, I think they get a lot more money. I think it was like $325,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went up to like $1 million. So
right.
that does help. And hopefully they got more benefits out of that. But you're right. It's still a work in progress. We'll see at the end of the season. We see what teams were able to capitalize on the change. You know, like I said, teams like Philadelphia benefit. Teams like the Cowboys lost. They had to let go of a lot of players, you know, make room for the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And I hope that the NBA is paying attention and they can get their contract resolved just as quickly.
Yeah, I agree. And let me ask you a quick question before we get into a break here shortly.
Okay.
And that is, who had the best offseason? If you look at the NFL, you know, college is about to start this Saturday.
Right,
if you look at
right.
the NFL, they had to lock out. They had to go through the deal. We had to wait on the news. They had
right.
a shortened preseason, a shortened training camp. So they kind of lost. You know, we had a bad taste for fans, but they're back. But then look at college football. Okay, look at the offseason that they've had.
Right.
They've had players get suspended,
right.
fights. You know, the scandal with Miami.
Right, big scandal.
All this stuff going on. So who has had, now that college football is about to start Saturday, NFL next week, who's had the better or the worst offseason?
I would say NFL had the better season because they did resolve the contract. There were a lot of big-name signings. You know, a lot of guys got good money. A lot of teams got player that they wanted. Free agency still came about.
Right.
I think college lost because it really hurt the reputation of college. We saw a lot of allegations, a lot of infractions, a lot of, and I think it's a lot more out there. You know, a lot of penalties against schools. I think Miami is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But before the season's over with, I expect a lot of teams that are under investigation, you know, going to come to head. So I really think that the NCAA and college football got the worst rap.
Yeah, and in college football, you've got some details about that Miami story as well, too, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. They suspended 8 players. Some of them have to repay money back. And, you know, Rodney, I looked at some of them, you know, $1,200, $140. You know, some of the money was spent for meals, transportation, game suites. You know, drinks, admission in the clubs. You know, to me, nobody took over $1,200. Mm. My understanding was you had a few players that were suspended 6 games. Some were suspended 4 games.
Right.
Some guys just had to pay the money back. I think the quarterback got suspended just 1 game. So I don't think that's going to hurt them too bad. But, you know, we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. And, you know, so you trying to tell me if I took you out, you're a football player, and I paid your way, am I committing an infraction? I mean,
yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
It's a sticky situation. I mean, we talked about it extensively on Saturday, just paying players or whatever needs to happen. It's a very sticky situation. That Miami thing, I think there'll be more stuff that happens with this Miami deal. I think a lot more is going to be coming. And, you know, you got other teams, too. Ohio State's involved in some things.
Right.
You know, every program's got something going on, you know. So it's just a matter of time. You know, everything's going to catch up with everybody. It's catching up with Miami right now, suspending players. Jordan Jefferson's going to be out, you know, suspended as well, too. So a lot of stuff is happening. A lot of stuff is happening. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll jump into one that I think is the best NBA game so far. And it was a pickup game. So we'll talk about that a little bit and also spend a little time talking about Tiger Woods. You're listening to the RF Sports Radio Show on deepinmedia.net.
We thank you
for spending your radio money with us.
If we don't deliver you cutting edge entertainment, then the next hour is free of charge.
This is Deep In Radio.
DeepInMedia.net.
Can you think about me?
Box13Radio.net, bringing you the best in reality radio. So check out our podcast page that updates weekly, or our 24/7 podcast airing on Box13Radio.net. Just go to Box13Radio.net.
Have you ever listened to talk radio and thought, hey, I could do that? Well, here's your chance. Deep End Media can give you the airtime to host your own radio show, and the best part is you can choose the subject matter. Sports, politics, pop culture, music, or choose your own topic and create your own genre. Join the movement. Call 214-636-0558 or email deependmedia@yahoo.com. Deep End Media, cutting edge entertainment. Deep End Media is your home for DeSoto Eagles High School football. Friday, August 26th, the Eagles, ranked number 3 in the state of Texas among 5A teams by Dave Campbell's Texas Football, kick off the 2011 season by hosting the Leander Lions. Pre-game starts at 7:15. The kickoff is at 7:30. J.C. Kimmy, Rock Fisher, and Dwayne Gordon bring you all of the action. Listen live at deependmedia.net. 2011 DeSoto Eagles High School football live on Deep End Media.
Tune in to Friday Night Football Tailgate, the best show on the World Wide Web, to get all the latest DFW High School football analysis, scores, news, updates, coaches, players, everything that makes Friday Night Football in Texas second to none. Catch me, RF, Johnny Kane, DG, Royce, D-Lo, and Low Watch every Friday night at 7:30 right here at deependmedia.net for Friday Night Football Tailgate.
What's up, this Chosen, the Icebreaker Radio Network is joining forces with Deep End Radio. Coming at the Tuesday nights, we got Next P, Hunter Cooper, the county favorite, Freddy O'Rourke. And then we got D-Doc, producer's corner, starting at 8 o'clock with a single gentleman, Big Rick Trey. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we got DJ Tuck with his own show. Coming back every Thursday at 7 p.m., we got the Icebreaker Radio Show with yours truly. Then at 9 o'clock, we got DJ Wild Howard with his own show. So keep it locked, you don't want to miss this. It's the Icebreaker Radio and Deep End Radio Connect.
Deep in connection.
Make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. Be our guest to healthy living and visit letsmove.gov to learn more. Brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
RF Sports Show.
Talking sports from a fan's perspective. Media Network.
Man, you gotta keep it locked. Deep End Radio, P&O. That's what I listen to.
Welcome back to the RF Sports Radio Show. Again, I'm your host, RF, joined with my co-host, Royce. And we talked a lot about Michael Vick, talked about the offseason, both the NFL, also college football, which starts on Saturday. And Saturday's a big show for us because we'll be talking college football, but also drafting for our fantasy football draft.
Big day.
Big day. And you say you've been doing some research, so.
I've been scouting. I got scouting reports on everybody. I'm ready.
So, of course, this is a fan participation show, sports talk from a fan's perspective. Give us a call, 214-699-1942. Tune in on Saturday for our show at 11. And you can also download our podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for RF Sports Radio. You can download it there and become a fan. Listen all the time. So let me jump into this before we go to the NBA game that I know everyone wants to hear about, and that's Tiger Woods.
Tiger.
All right. You got selected to the President's Cup. Royce, you think this is a great deal or what?
Well, Rodney, yes and no. I'm going to say yes because I'm a Tiger fan.
Of course.
I mean, he can get out and shoot a 99, and I'll still be excited to see him play.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think it is a good pick for two reasons. He's still a great player. I know he's been down lately, but he, you know, the guy's competitive. Every time he steps out on the course, he's giving it 100%. I think this does pressure him to play better.
Yeah.
I think people still kind of fear Tiger a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a chance for him to get back in the mix. And I think he'd have a good showing. You know, the guy, he's won a lot of tournaments, man.
A lot of tournaments,
the guy is, he's still a great golfer. Everybody goes through a slump, and I think it's just a slump. I just hope he plays and make adjustments on his swing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him go back to Hank Haney.
Yeah.
When he was with Hank, he was perfect.
But Tiger's on his mission to kind of, change everything
up.
You know, he did say he's going to play the Fries.com Open in October.
Right.
It's somewhat of a tune-up. You know, I like the pick. I mean, he's going to turn it back on.
And this may be the genre for it.
As I'm saying. So, he's going to turn it back on. So, why not take a chance on Tiger Woods versus anyone else? If Tiger's got a great chance of turning it back on.
And plus, Couples knows him very well.
Yeah.
If anybody knows him, it's Fred Couples. They're real good friends. I'm pretty sure he's talked to Tiger about that, because if Tiger didn't want to do it, he certainly wouldn't do it,
right.
And apparently he has faith in Tiger, to do it, because on any given day, anybody in golf can play terrible. We both know that. Also, on any given day, you could be the greatest golfer in the world.
Oh, man,
We've all had days like that. I'm the greatest. I'm the worst. You want to throw your clubs in the water. But I think it's an interesting pick. One thing for sure, you will get viewership. I mean, people will watch. At that, what better way to get everybody to watch President's Cup than to have Tiger Woods?
Tiger is golf. You know what I'm saying? There's no other way about it. He is golf. So I'm with that. I like the pick. I think they made a great selection.
All right, I'll be tuned in. I know you will, too.
You know I will. I'm watching the Fries.com open.
Right. You have to see how he plays.
Right, Shout out to Fries. He used to work there. Shout out
and,
to Fries.
And, he did come in the top 10 in what tournament was that?
That was before the surgery everything.
Yeah, that was before the surgery. And he was on his way back to the surgery, and he came back from the surgery. And we know how that turned out. But the guy is still one of the greatest golfers in the world. People still love to see him play. People still root for him, And what bigger stage or better way for Tiger to come back than in the President's Cup and prove himself to be one of the greatest golfers to ever play the game.
Right.
So,
kudos
to Tiger. I hope he does very well. I hope this is what turns his season around, But it's something he has to work on. And I'm pretty sure he's working on that.
Yeah, big shout out to Tiger. Now, the late breaking story, I just got word of this, and I'm sorry if I'm late, but Venus Williams has pulled out of the U.S. Open.
Wow.
She did that right before a second round match today. She's been diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, and it's an autoimmune disease that can cause fatigue and joint pain. The Syndrome Foundation website says it's a disease where the white blood cells attack the moisture-producing glands. The common symptoms include dry eyes and dry mouth, and affects over 4 million Americans with this disease. So Venus pulling out of the U.S. Open is a pretty big deal.
Well, she's had trouble the last couple of tournaments.
Yeah.
She's even in the Open,
mm-hmm.
she's had trouble. But lately she's been plagued with a lot of health problems.
Well, Serena as well, too.
Right.
Serena came back. She won a little tune-up tournament, but Venus, we haven't seen her in quite some time, and we wish her the best. This could be a thing that really hurts her career.
Yeah, and I hate to see that because these are really the America's only hope in tennis.
No joke.
We're building tennis champions, these Europeans are, but that was our best hope for winning any kind of tournament. I hate to see that, man, but our prayers and best wishes go out to them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's get into this NBA game.
Yeah.
All right, so Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen, in Baltimore, Maryland, at Morgan State, you had a game of epic proportions, in my opinion. You had players that are locked
it's
out.
It's a pickup game.
You have players that are locked out. But think about this pickup game. You got locked out NBA players, right? And this has been happening all across the country.
Yeah.
Not here in Texas.
This
has been happening all across the country. Right. But this one was a nice game. Okay, on one squad, you got Melo's squad, his league squad.
Right.
And you've got Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Chris Paul, Josh Selby, Gary Neal, all on Carmelo Anthony's team, okay? Right. Other team, you got Kevin Durant. You got Austin Day, Jared Jack, and a whole list of other
right.